It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Anyone waking up today and going on the internet will probably see something about last night's presidential debate. Doubly a good bet if you're on Facebook, where political advertising is growing. The New York Times has built a new tool called the New York Times Political Ad Tracker. You install a bit of browser software that puts a button on advertisements on Facebook. You click it to send data about you and the ad you see to the Times. Jeremy Merrill is a programmer and journalist at the New York Times. Jeremy, you've noticed the campaigns are trying different kinds of ad ideas here?
It may well be that the candidates, just like any other advertiser, whether it's a clothing brand or anything else, are trying two different kinds of ads to see which one of the two is more effective. Even little things. When you're asking someone in Ohio to register to vote, is it better to have an image of an American flag or the outline of the state of Ohio? Maybe the text is the same, but the image just varies just a little bit to see which one triggers the right psychological response to get people to do the thing you want them to do.
Besides research, who are these ads targeting?
I think these ads, they're not the nitty-gritty of policy. By and large, they seem to be targeted at people who are already supporters of the candidate.
Interesting. So this is like a lot of these ads are kind of reinforcement.
Right. One of the things that really surprised me is that despite the campaigns having access to this really powerful targeting technology, on the one hand, they are using it.
Right.
On the other hand, they're also running ads that aren't targeted.
So why do you think that is? Why is that happening?
It could be a recognition that just because you don't fit these statistical profiles of a Hillary Clinton supporter, you may still be a supporter who is a white male without a college degree in a Rust Belt state. And if they can figure out how to reach you and then get you into their targeting system, you're a lot more valuable as a vote or a donor. They still want to try and find you.
Jeremy Merrill, he is a programmer and journalist with the New York Times. He created the Times' political ad tracker tool. Jeremy, thank you very much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Find that tool at nytimes.com/adtrack. In recent days, we've heard that Twitter might be for sale and that everyone from software company Salesforce to Microsoft is interested. Well, Bloomberg is reporting that we should add to that list the company that makes this.
Let it go, let it go.
And this.
This is SportsCenter.
Disney. Twitter's been struggling to grow its user base, though recent live streaming deals have some people optimistic. Twitter stock went up over 3% yesterday during regular trading. Some analysts put a potential sale, whoever buys, at around $20 to $30 billion. Listen to Marketplace, you have probably heard us talk about the Consumer Price Index. It is a calculation of what people are spending every month in the economy. Well, there's a new digital price index put together by software maker Adobe. Adobe powers a lot of online transactions in the background of purchases all over the world. How many? Well, how does $51 trillion a year sound? Tamara Gaffney is principal analyst and director at Adobe, and she has been culling through all of that data. Hi, Tamara. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
So what have you found?
What we're seeing online is much more shopping going on than ever before.
Okay.
And it tells us quite a bit about what's happening in the marketplace. In fact, in looking at the United Kingdom data by itself, what we saw is that their deflation in computers is at 13.4%, whereas the United States is deflating at 7.7%. And both of those are showing more deflation for the computers category, for example, than what the consumer price index, which is what the government report puts out.
So you're not saying that things are getting cheaper than we think they are necessarily. You're saying more that we could get a more accurate picture of what people are paying for certain goods.
Yes, that's right. The other thing that we looked at in the UK recently, because we've been hearing a lot about Brexit and we wanted to understand, is there anything going on in our data set that looks like it could lean one way or another? What we saw is demand. We'll go back to computers for a second. Demand for computers was up 33% in May, then it went to 28%, then it went to 16%, and in August, it went negative 10%.
Whoa.
So the demand is falling very quickly for a durable good like computers in the UK, and we did not see that happen in the United States.
What does it say about Brexit?
Brexit may be impacting consumers' long-term spending choices. It's a little bit counter to what we're hearing about other things going on in the economy from the UK. But this is the kind of stuff that we can tell right away. How is the economy reacting?
Tamara, has this changed your shopping habits at all?
It has. I can actually see pricing data along the whole year. And I have come to realize, despite the fact that I hate Black Friday with a passion, it is truly the best time to buy things when you look at it from the low prices standpoint.
Tamara Gaffney is Principal Analyst and Director at Adobe. Tamara, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ben.
And I'm going to leave you in the hands of Senior Tech Correspondent Molly Wood for a lot of the next few weeks while I work on the second season of our podcast, Codebreaker. My adventures on Twitter. I'm at the Brock Johnson. Listen to our first season at codebreaker.codes. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.